Genting finds huge support for Resorts World New York plans. Resorts World New York received overwhelming backing this week for its proposed $5.5 billion expansion, as every speaker at a community advisory committee hearing voiced support for the plan. More than 40 individuals, ranging from local nonprofit leaders to business representatives, addressed the committee in favor of the Queens-based gaming company's bid to secure one of the three available downstate casino licenses. The hearing marked the first meeting of the committee tasked with reviewing the proposal. Members of the panel include Queens Borough President Donovan Richards, Senator James Sanders, State Assembly Member Stacey Pfeffer Amato, Governor Kathy Hochul's appointee Stevens Martinez, Mayor Eric Adams's appointee Nicole Garcia, and City Council Member Adrian Adams's appointee Betty Braddon. The committee will play an important role in shaping the outcome of Resorts World's bid, as its support is a required step in the state's licensing process. For nearly 2 hours, community members praised Resorts World's economic contributions and emphasized the benefits of its continued presence in Queens. Tom Greck, president of the Queens Chamber of Commerce, said the expansion represents a unique opportunity to grow the local economy and create thousands of middle-class jobs. Greck noted the company's efforts to prioritize local hiring and vendors while encouraging guests to support area businesses. Other speakers, such as nonprofit leader Greg Mays of A Better Jamaica, credited Resorts World with sustaining smaller organizations through partnerships and funding. The expansion proposal includes an extensive upgrade of gaming operations and amenities. Resorts World plans to introduce 800 gaming tables and increase its slot machine offerings to 6,000. Beyond gaming, the company has outlined a vision for 2,000 hotel rooms, a 7,000-seat arena, 30 new bars and restaurants, a spa, a day club, a convention center, and 12 acres of public green space. Resorts World estimates that these additions could generate as many as 24,000 jobs. $1.5 billion commitment to community benefits. The proposal also contains a $1.5 billion commitment to community benefits. Of that figure, $150 million would be dedicated to infrastructure improvements, $50 million to an innovation campus, and $25 million to Resorts World Gives, the company's charitable initiative. Kevin Jones, Chief Strategy and Legal Officer for Resorts World, emphasized that the company has established a record of responsible gaming practices and has become well integrated into the Queens community during its 15 years of operation at Aqueduct. Despite the strong public support at the hearing, Resorts World has withheld details about some parts of its proposal. The company's application, submitted to the state's Gaming Commission in June, contains extensive redactions. These include not only strategic documents such as market forecasts and construction timelines, but also basic operational details like parking capacity and restaurant concepts. Observers have noted that the company has been more aggressive than other applicants in limiting public access to its documentation, although regulators and the committee have received complete versions. Resorts World stated in its application that it projects $2.2 billion in annual revenue by 2027 if awarded a license. However, company executives have avoided providing specifics in public forums. Robert DeSalvio, president of Genting Americas East, indicated only that the company's current $1 billion in annual revenue would increase substantially with the full-scale casino. He suggested that more detailed projections would be shared once supplemental applications are filed. As one of the first bidders to present before its community advisory committee, Resorts World is positioned as a strong contender. Its existing racino operations could allow it to transition to a full-scale casino more quickly than competitors, with a potential opening date in mid-2026. Other proposals across the region are expected to face longer construction timelines, with some unlikely to begin operations for several years.